This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden participated in the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework session at APEC today.
We still have more work to do, but we've made substantial progress.
Biden announced the group is launching a critical minerals dialogue with the objective of strengthening supply chains, promoting the creation of clean energy jobs. The Shifa Hospital, Gaza's largest, has become the focal point of the Israeli-Hamas war. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has the latest from the medical complex.
The Hamas-run Ministry of Health released video, it says, shows patients being moved inside smoke-filled corridors as Israeli forces raid the large hospital compound, one building at a time. The Israeli army released video that it says shows Hamas weapons and military equipment it found in the hospital. Hamas denies it is using the medical center for military purposes. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Protests in Madrid as socialist Pedro Sanchez was reelected Thursday as Spain's prime minister with the support of 179 lawmakers, the support of two Catalan separatist parties, which demanded a controversial amnesty deal in exchange for their votes, is what set off the protests. The conflict in Sudan, which has left thousands dead and 7 million people displaced over 7 months, is spreading to new regions of the nation, according to the United Nations, warning of a mounting humanitarian calamity. This is VOA News. Poor air quality has prompted India's capital, New Delhi, to issue a ban on construction. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reports they've done so, this ban, in the hopes of keeping down the dust and reducing vehicle exhaust.
These day laborers in New Delhi would normally be at work. Instead, they're out of a job as the government looks for solutions to the toxic smog gripping India's capital. To combat the problem, the city has banned all construction, sent students home from school, and is blocking non-essential trucks from entering. On Thursday, New Delhi held top spot as the world's most polluted city, according to Swiss group IQ Air, which categorized the air quality as hazardous. A thick layer of toxic smog is a yearly occurrence in the city, despite government pledges to fix the problem. The ban on construction has compounded the misery for thousands of workers.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. In grocery stores across Russia, prices have been soaring. Reuters correspondent Rachel Farber reports that millions of Russian families having to cut back due to the significant changes forced on Russia's economy by the war in Ukraine and all of the sanctions imposed by the West.
Mother of two, Daria Stepanova, is among them.
One of my kids is 5. Another one is a newborn. And I can see how much everything has become more expensive in the course of these 5 years. Pampers are 2 to 3 times more expensive now. Baby food is now 4 times more expensive.
She's trying to make ends meet on the 50,000 rubles, about $550 a month, that her husband earns. The ruble has fallen against the U.S. dollar since the war began in February 2022, making the price of imported goods climb. And all this comes ahead of the 2024 election, where Vladimir Putin is expected to run again, in a move that would keep him in power until at least 2030.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber, who says official statistics show that more than 15 million Russians are living below the poverty line. Amazon will begin selling Hyundai vehicles online in the United States starting next year. The two companies made that announcement Thursday at the LA Auto Show. Customers were able to shop for, equip, buy the car on Amazon.com and then schedule a delivery through a local Hyundai dealer. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.